With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses?
You've been Welcome back to Catchy Girls. So you guys, don't worry, this episode won't be like the last. We didn't give Courtney her Ritalin today. She's gonna be a little bit more mellow.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
In all seriousness, welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
I am Courtney from LA, and I promise to not talk over Mary and let her talk because she's way funnier than I am.
We did realize that Courtney heavily dominated the last episode.
I was
listening back. I was like, I think I said 100 words.
I don't know how to stop it.
Your passion and excitement is, you know, infectious, but you just gotta let other people talk.
It's infectious to make everyone around me a mute.
It's like most of me that the episode's me laughing. So that's a good sign.
I'm sorry, I'm literally like crying right now because
Courtney's kind of emotional today for no reason. Guys, it's called PMS.
It must be. I have been a wreck all week. I don't know why. Sometimes, okay, you know, I have to just go and be like, you have 30 seconds to cry and then move on.
Totally.
Which I feel like is like very American Psycho style. Like, I feel like they would do that too. Just like kind of like letting the tears out. So now I think I might be a sociopath.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe you're just like so excited. Maybe they're happy tears because Bachelor in Paradise is coming back, people.
Almost Paradise. I'm knocking on heaven's door. Speaking of paradise, how is Summer Mary going?
Oh my God, she's a nut. Jesus Christ. I took my dad out for Father's Day, and I thought it was a really good idea to have two glasses of rosé before the dinner. Then I had a cocktail. Then I split a bottle of wine. And then I was feeling really good after the dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw your snaps.
I basically raged on Sunday night. Nobody was out.
No.
I managed to find some fun friends, though.
Mary posted some Snapchats, and literally there's four people in the bar. Mary and her friend and these two other guys. forced them to dance?
Yeah, I don't really know what was going on. It literally, my sister and I went out. And then, like, we took my dad to dinner, and then I was like, no, like, let's get one more cocktail after dinner. And she's like, I don't feel good. And I was like, I started talking to this guy, and I was like, well, I'm just going to stay here. And she's like, no, you're not.
You do that all the time.
She's like, you're going to come home. I'm like, no, I don't want to. And she's like, no, you're coming home. She was like yelling at me. I was like, oh my God, I'm like embarrassed. I got it. So the guy gets my number. Then I go in the cab with her, take her home 15 minutes away, go upstairs, pretend like I'm staying home, and I go right back out.
You like snuck out?
I snuck out. met, went back to the same bar, met up with the guy, and my friend Ashlyn came and met us. And then we, like, kept going.
Oh my god, this story is way better than what Snapchat revealed.
And then, yeah, and then, like, last night I went out unexpectedly.
What was, there was last, like, this, night?
It was, like, Summer of Love at,
So it was you, Park. It was you, our friend, who, and her boyfriend. So the three of you, Summer of Love.
No, and then it was, like, the PE teacher and his girlfriend. Then okay, the sixth grade teacher came helping. And met me. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then I actually ran into this other couple I went to high school with, and they came and sat with us. So it was basically, like,
Summer of Love
couples.
For everyone but you.
Yes. Also, this week I reconnected with someone on Bumble that I've already hooked up with, and I'm really trying to make that happen again.
Wait,
my line to him was, "You again, winky face." And he wrote back. I was, like, so nervous that he wasn't going to write back. I'm like, does he know who I am?
Wait, what did he say?
And he looks like, he looks like the guy in House of Cards that dates Claire Underwood. His name's Tom in it. He's pretty.
Okay.
So he's got some salt and pepper. You know,
I was going to say, so he's at least 45.
He's 38. He went to USC. He is really cute. He works for a hedge fund. I could have a really good life with him.
I really hope it works out, Mary.
I hope he never hears this.
I hope he does.
This would be so creepy. I don't tell people about this.
No. No. When they're like, what do you like to do for fun? I'm like, cool stuff, like play tennis. Get some drinks with my friends, not record a podcast every Thursday with my friend where we talk about our drunken antics and all the housewives.
Okay. Anyways, did you have anything special to report?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I did. I'm trying to think of what I even did this past weekend. Yeah, I have a new rooftop hotspot, but I refuse to tell other people about it because it's so unknown right now.
Oh, so like you can tell us in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So I'll tell you in 3 weeks. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So a couple of our shows are like ending. I feel like.
Yeah. Southern Charmed.
Yes. Both Southern Charms. I don't know. That must be it. But I think that let's put it out to you guys who are listening. What other show we should start? What's it called? Recapping. You guys, my brain is like has fallen out of my head and is like in the laundry pile on my floor right now.
Well, I have a suggestion. I think we should do Famously Single because Chad from Bachelor in Paradise is on
Malika.
It. Malika.
Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
I just feel like that could be highly entertaining. Sweet Home Oklahoma is coming back, which I was kind of
I'm super like, really excited about. They were great. If you guys haven't watched it, it's probably on demand on Bravo. Catch up. It was a great show. Pumps is the jam.
Yeah.
Pumps is Mary 30 years.
Well. Girl,
I mean, like, sorry, I mean Sonya Morgan is Mary in 30 years.
Yeah, that's
Pumps
better.
Is if you've lived in the Midwest.
Okay, cool.
Right? That's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
I also need you to know, I'm looking at Mary right now. Mary's chest. Mary went to the beach today. Remember last week when she tried to tell us that she's Black Irish, so she tans?
I do. It will turn into a tan. It's red right now, but it will fade.
That's what happens with every sunburn.
Whatever.
Okay. But tell us what we should do. What other shows we should do. If you guys find there's a gem in the rough. You guys.
Diamond in the rough.
Oh,
holy crap.
God. I need help.
Maybe we should give you the riddle.
Oh my god, somebody pumped me full of it right now. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, I know what I did this weekend, by the way.
Oh,
so after my rooftop extravaganza, I then made people, we all had to go to another bar, and then we had to go to another bar, and then we had to go to like some, and we were in Hollywood, which we never go out in. And then about midnight, everybody started leaving. I was like, guys, the night can't end yet. Let's go see a movie. So I forced my friends to then go see Rough Night.
Oh my God. And you were like drunk?
Well, of course. And I was like, this is a great idea. Let's get wine. We went to the Arclight so you can buy wine at the movie theater. About halfway through, I looked over and my friend was
all passed out.
Passed out four chairs across. Mm-hmm. My other friends were just like cross-eyed. And then I just got up and left.
Oh.
I was like, I gotta go. If Found
time
myself,
to go home.
Found myself at a 2 a.m. barbecue.
Oh. Who was barbecue? Do I know who?
Probably. And then I was like, I gotta go.
So then you went home again, and then you went home?
Yeah.
No, or you went to someone's bedroom.
I went to bed, Mary.
Not at your house, though.
You're inferring things, and you're assuming, and when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Okay, so we know where Courtney was. It's again, not at her house.
That is such
anyways.
No, I wasn't. So Katie Maloney and Tom Schwartz, what do we think?
Okay, good segue. But so apparently she's trying to squash the rumors. She did a hashtag MCM, Man Crush Monday, a picture of Tom. So she's trying to say we're still on, but everyone else is saying
maybe
no,
Man
no,
Crush
no.
Monday sounds for Marriage Can't Make It.
Good one.
Thank
good
you.
One.
Haven't you seen that hashtag all the time? No.
Yeah.
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 I personally, the blob needs to like go.
Yeah.
She bores me. I'm over it. And if this is a storyline, I'm not here for it. Also, did you hear that there was a fire at Sur yesterday or 2 days ago?
No. That's like your local news, huh?
Yeah, local news. So there's a fire, and I guess Ariana's brother smelt it. He who smelt it, dealt it. I think he started it. Insurance purposes. But anyways, I'm going to Sur next Tuesday, and my friend was trying to change the reservation, and she's like, ugh, open table's not working. And she's like, ugh, never mind, Sur caught on fire. Like, it was just another day.
So are they, they're open still?
Yeah, we're still going next Tuesday. I'll keep you guys updated.
Great.
Did you see Lisa Rinna's Insta story, Insta posts, anything? She's very excited that her and Delilah Bell, no Amelia Gray, made the cover of Vogue China.
Or Japan.
Yep, same thing, right? You guys,
there are somewhere over there.
My notes literally say Vogue Japan, and yet I'm still seeing China.
But that's very exciting for them.
I mean, they're both literally in the corners so far that it's like you can't really tell it's them. There's about like 75 models on it.
Oh, okay.
It's not a mother daughter.
Oh, okay. I thought I got excited for them, but okay, that's all right. That's all right.
Okay. I thought that was just funny. And then, okay, in Bachelor news.
Paradise is back open. They paid Corinne off, probably.
They paid her off for sure. I can't believe they're bringing DeMario back. How do you feel about that? I think it's...
Is he confirmed?
I thought I saw that they were bringing him back. I just... Not that...
They were both invited back. I know that.
Oh, they were both invited back?
Yeah, they were both invited back.
That's very interesting that ABC would invite Corinne back.
I think they're knowing she's not going to come.
Like they did it for press wise. Like, well, if she wants to return.
Yeah. Because they're not in trouble. There's no misconduct.
Well, of course, ABC's own internal investigation led to no misconduct. It's like.
I mean, let's just say what happened. It was two drunk people.
Let's just say that.
Like,
I don't want to go any deeper than that. Not a fan.
Okay.
But
and then so basically, also this week,
Leah Block, which if you guys recall who Leah is, do you remember her from Ben's season?
I do. She basically got sent home because she was tattling on the girls.
Yeah, she was
classic,
saying
classic mistake.
Yeah, she's such an Iggy.
Totally.
But no, so yeah, she got sent home because she was like, Lauren's not right for you. And then he's like, I'll show you, Leah Block. I'm choosing Lauren. Right. But ultimately, she was actually right.
Right.
But anyway, she tweeted about this week's episode of The Bachelor. And she goes, my roommate sat down and said, what is this? At Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, and it's kind of bad.
And Rachel was, she was like.
She clapped back.
Yeah, she clapped back and she was like, maybe he should meet Lee. I'm sure they have plenty to talk about. Hashtag, I've got time today. Savage. I love her.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then they got in this weird Twitter fight.
Then she deleted her Twitter and now she's reactivated and she's put an apology note. And her handle is @officialLeahBlock. And I'm like, officially, who are you?
Yeah, no, nobody knows.
Nobody knows nor cares. And she also did like this Reddit AMA. And she's like, hey guys, it's me, Leah, from The Bachelorette. And people were like, who are you?
They're like, didn't you get kicked off like the fourth episode?
Yeah, weren't you 20th place? Oh no, she probably she made it to some like tropical locale. And then she tried to make it to Bachelor in Paradise last year. And she wanted Chad, but he had already been kicked off for being too drunk and calling Sarah a one-armed cunt.
So that's why we have to watch Famously Single.
Yes. Okay. Wait, you guys agree with it. It's on E!
Also, did you guys know that Rachel Lindsay dated Kevin Durant for a while in college?
What college did they go to?
I think like Texas A&M.
Oh, I was like the School of Hard Knocks.
Boom.
I'm losing it. Wait, what about Brian the chiropractor?
Oh yeah, he was on this other show called Playas. And
what
it was about
that?
It was a reality TV show about like turning guys into like not players.
Oh wait,
like,
was that the
like,
MTV
a play-
show?
Yeah. I don't even know.
Oh my god, wait. I really kind of vaguely remember a show on MTV, and I hope this is the same show. That remember the guy who used to hold, like, Puff Daddy's, like, umbrella? There's this guy who used to do, like, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Puffy Combs, whatever he's going by right now. He used to have this guy who, like, dressed very nicely and just, like, held an umbrella. And he got all this, like, random, like, fame. And then they gave him a TV show to show him guys should be, like, perfect gentlemen.
No, it's not the same show.
Damn it.
This is called Playas. Like, you have to say it like that. Like, they spelled it like Playas, like Y-A-S.
Oh, like Playas.
No, they didn't.
Really. Oh, they didn't? Oh. Speaking of players, though, we had an appearance from Tom and Harry Dubin in this week's New York.
Okay, let's get into New York.
Yes.
I loved the, like, opening scene, Tinsley and Carol sitting down for, like, coffee or lunch or something. And Carol's just like, you need to, like, reinvent yourself. Like, you need to dye your hair. she's like, what about just some lowlights? And she's like, what? She's like, I'm going to counseling right now. I'm not going to change my look. I like my curls. My long lashes, my party dresses, my blonde hair, my long hair.
Okay, she's giving me very there's a scene like at Ramona's dinner party where I was like, oh my, she's kind of like a Britney. She had a like very Britney Spears look to her.
She definitely is like a familiar face.
Yeah.
She's a typical, like, she looks like a blonde girl in LA.
Yep. She's glad, like, I'm a brunette.
She's definitely not. She doesn't have those East Coast vibes.
Well, maybe because her curls fell flat. So you didn't realize she's actually a socialite.
Right, right.
When those curls fell, you're like, who is that?
That signature look.
Yeah. Who is that? That must not be an it girl. Her curls would be intact.
Yeah.
Okay, Tinsley talks like that.
She's kind of like a blonde Lindsay Lohan or something.
Oh my god, I bet you, I guarantee you, I'm going to Google right now, I guarantee there are photos on the internet of Tinsley and Lindsay Lohan.
I could imagine that.
Yeah.
And like Paris Hilton.
So what did you think of Frenchie this week?
Okay, I love how they're like, they put in the quotes, Edgar. Frenchie, Sonia's lover. Like, that's, like, his handle. I like that he, like, doesn't live there full time. Like, he's basically just using her to stay with her for 2 weeks, and then he goes back to Paris.
Yeah, but I like that it's, like, he doesn't live here full time. He's, like, he lives here full time when he's in New York.
Yeah, but something about he's not there all the time. That makes me feel a little bit
okay. So I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's true or not. But I didn't know what the Real Housewives were. I just sent you a text, by the way, a picture of Tinsley and Lindsay. That he didn't know what the Housewives were. So when he heard Housewives, because he like owns hotels and he's like a chef or whatever, he thought it was a cooking show. So when the cameras were there in the kitchen, he was like. He was like trying to showcase the food of like, do you like how I cut these tomatoes? Like all this stuff. Like,
oh my god!
Showcasing the food, but I'm not realizing like Real Housewives was a show about nobody being married and just living lives.
And yeah, so like Mrs. Havisham.
Yeah, I did comment on one of her photos this week. She was in France. And I commented, but where's Freddie? She liked it. But no response. So secretive, that Sonia.
I think she's there visiting him.
She also gets this French accent when she's talking to him. She's like, les toilettes, ma toilette, your toilette. I was like, why is he coming into the toilet when you're taking a shit?
Right.
Like, she's like, it's my suite. Why should I have to?
Right. But I also think that she wants him to kind of be like, you are my girlfriend. He hasn't said that.
Oh, she's trying to say that what the girls are asking, like, oh, what are you? And he's like, why do we have to define this? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, seal it with a kiss.
And then he's like, they have a lot of garden to take care of. I was like, what does that mean? Like, they mean, like, tend to their bush? Like, that's literally, I was like, what, they need to go to waxes?
Oh, I thought
I'm sure they'll have lasered.
I thought he was talking about Sonia's actual, like, maybe her gray gardens. I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
Okay.
But she's like, she's still keeping her options open. She's like, I'm going to go out with Rocco still.
I know. Okay, let's talk about, okay, first of all, her face. Her face.
What's going on?
Meets up with Rocco. I'm like, what did you do? And, like, her bangs, I think, are too short right now.
Maybe she's trying a different part. Maybe she's trying a center part. I don't know. Something's happening.
I think her bangs are too short, but then, like, her face work is just setting in, and she's doing no eye makeup, but then, like, a bold lip.
Yeah, she definitely looked straight up like Glenn Close at Ramona's dinner party. I was like, whoa, that is legit Glenn Close in 101 Dalmatians or 102 Dalmatians, whichever movie you prefer.
Right.
I was like creeped out. I'm like, okay.
But and like then, it was so cute when like Rocco was so excited to see her.
He closed down the restaurant for her.
I mean, Frank Sinatra's been there. I mean, he's got bread there every day.
Is Rocco the one that really appreciated the Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, really sweet. And then she, like, brought up Frenchie, and I was like, why are you doing this?
No. She literally was like, so I took home a stranger.
and he, like, spit out his wine.
And he's like, what? But then I like what he says, like, well, sex is easy, but, like, we kind of have something more than that. I'm like, they have not slept together.
Are we sure?
I can't imagine. I mean,
how many people do you think she slept with?
It scares me. She, like, definitely has herpes. That's the generation of herpes. She's on Valtrax.
Well, I mean, because you also think that Thomas Ravenel has herpes.
He does. He literally had a cold sore in Key West. I saw it.
Okay, so I want to talk about Ramona setting up this dinner party. She's, like, got her interior decorator.
Avery!
Oh, my God, I'm FaceTime. So glad I caught you. So glad I caught you. Usually you're FaceTiming me. It's like, I think it's so weird. She's like, I'm going to forgive Bethany. I'm going to invite her to this party. I'm like, I feel like you need to understand
something. She literally is doing everything in her power to, like, squash this. She's like, we're just going to, like, make amends. Bethany won't do anything with her.
But you know what? Bethany's driving me nuts. Okay, Bethany's been posting these Instagrams where I'm like, get off my jock, Bethany. She did this one where she's wearing like a palm tree two-piece. And she's probably like in the Beverly Hills Hotel or something, because that's like very their theme. And she's walking with these white Christian Louboutin pumps. And I'm like, I just hate you.
In a bathing suit.
I just hate you.
And literally, her face isn't in that shot. And someone writes, is that even you? And then she responded to it and was like, yeah, that is me.
Yeah, like, she just is, like, she's always on. I'm like, when do you turn off? Like, I wonder if when the cameras are off, if Bethany's just like, hey, guys.
No,
I'm
going to
be
like
a fat girl, not a skinny girl.
like, no.
Pass the margaritas and put real simple syrup in it.
No, the problem is she needs to get drunk and fuck.
Yeah, she needs to get laid.
She, like, needs
for
to get
sure.
a good lay.
Yeah.
And, like, be a little bit less,
like, she's so wound up and always just like on. She's like, what, Upper East Side, you're either wealthy and you're Jewish, you're wealthy and you're Catholic, you're wealthy or you're Christian, you're wealthy if you live up in the Upper East Side. I'm like, Kevin the driver must want to fucking murder her.
Oh,
on the
worst.
Do you think he gets paid well? What do you think he
gets
paid?
I think he gets really paid well. He's basically her therapist as well. So he's getting over six figures.
You think so? Because he's probably also always on call.
Yeah.
She's like, Bryn's got to go here. Bryn's got to go here. I've got to do a mediation with Jason today. I've got to file a restraining order against Jason. Oh, my God. The skinny girl, the deli meats.
That's the riddle in Courtney, I know.
Oh, my God. I'm back.
You're back. Okay.
Sleep deprivation.
Wait, talking about the Upper East Side. So we got to compare the West Village, a $9,000 apartment where you literally can only fit the king bed in the room. Or you can go to the Upper East Side and you have a fireplace in your room and
that was lovely.
Closet. Wait, okay, did that realtor not look familiar?
Yes, I wrote it in here. $1 Million Listing Miami. And I know that you've watched that show. Because you love those $1 Million Listing shows.
I love $1 Million Listing. But okay, I was like, is he friends with Greggy Bennett? And that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my God, I think he's friends with Greggy Bennett. And then I was like, wait, was he on The Real World? I could not figure it out. Okay.
I know. I searched it for you and he was on the $1 Million Listing, the Miami one, which had like one season.
I felt bad for Tinsley this episode because I think she's really like coming to terms with like, I'm 41, I need to freeze my eggs, and like, I'm not married.
Yeah, I mean, she comes undone next week.
Yeah.
But I would be, I'm sorry, I thought the Upper East Side you'd actually get less.
I know, so I guess I could live there.
Yeah, I was like, I'm definitely moving into apartment number two, please.
Yes.
Like, I didn't even think you could fit a king bed in that first one. That was like, I was like, $9,000. Also, what I love too is the fact that her mom is actually like most of those women's age.
Oh my God! Like Ramona.
Like,
Ramona was like eyeing her.
She was like,
when she walked in.
Well,
of course I would have you over.
She also really couldn't do much else because her face was pulled back so tight with that ponytail.
She got the facelift ponytail.
Oh my God! It was. We'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the protest.
Oh yeah.
So are Carol and Dorinda like the only two Democrats? Is that confirmed?
Well, we don't know about Bethany, but we think maybe. But no, Ramona, Sonia, Lou. Is that the rest of them? Tinsley didn't make it to the voting poll.
I'm
for sure.
Surprised Bethany, though, isn't more into like this Women's March stuff. But wait, do you remember us on the Women's March day?
I do. So I had flown up to San Francisco and we had a little reunion weekend, a little sorority girls reunion weekend.
Yes.
And it was raining, which really stopped us from doing a lot.
We could not get down to the march because of the rain.
Yeah.
That was it.
Wink, yeah.
Wink.
So we went to the smallest bar in San Francisco.
Literally. But I couldn't go in.
Mary couldn't go. Why couldn't you go in?
There was someone in there. There's literally only two people in there. It's literally it's the smallest bar. Like only
seven,
nine
six.
People fit in this bar.
Yeah.
And
two of the inhabitants.
There was someone in there that I did not want to see because I had hooked up with him the week before. I was like so ashamed of myself. So I was like, I'm not going in. I told you guys I wasn't going to go in. I had a feeling he was going to be in there
because
I met him there.
So as a consolation prize, we met Mary at the next bar, but we bought Fuck Trump shirts.
And you guys just wore those and drank your faces off. And that I didn't drink that day.
You were part of the shot ski.
I was. Yeah. But I remember I didn't get drunk that day.
Yes.
I had something the next day.
Yeah, you had like
important.
A pot, maybe your crab crawl. No, something. Something school related. You had mass.
Yeah, because I'm a really good Catholic girl.
Oh no, she just uses Sunday to get rid of all of her sins.
Yes. No, I think it was like this open house thing. That
yeah,
was.
Yeah, something okay. School related. But we bought Fuck Trump shirts. They were a hit. Mm-hmm. I've never worn mine again. It just sits in my drawer. But I definitely had to spend money on that day. I felt like I did my part. I liked Hannah's jacket. It said pussy.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. My mom would have smacked me in the face for wearing something like that out in public. But
her hair looked like, I wonder if she has like alopecia or No, like, it kind of looks like it has been recently, like, grown in hair.
Like maybe she sewed it
her
in.
Hair or something.
Oh, interesting. I've never realized how much her and Dorinda really look like. Like, I think if you put, I think if you doubled Dorinda's eyebrows, they'd be the same person.
All right. I like it.
Okay. Now let's talk Ramona.
Oh my God. The hair that everyone was commenting on and everyone was like,
did she do it herself though? That does not look like a hairstylist did it.
No, she totally did it herself. She wanted to be edgy. She had this like a slick back facelift and then
Oh my God, that was like
I Dream of Jeannie.
And then Carol's like, but Barbara Eden was 24. And I was like, ooh, God.
But everyone is commenting on it. And this reminds me, this is what I used to do in high school to my friend Gretchen. If I didn't like what someone was wearing, I was specifically pointed out. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, my God, Gretchen, did you see her outfit? It's so cute today. And that was like, check out the outfit. It's bad.
You literally
and then we were like,
Regina George.
Like,
oh, my God.
Oh my God,
that's the cutest skirt I've ever seen. The ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen.
Like, yeah. But I feel like this is exactly what people were doing to Ramona.
Like, wow, your hair. This is a look.
Yeah.
And Tinsley brought her mom and, you know, and what's her name? Dale. And Dale's like, very attractive. She's like, I could get laid tonight. I put dad in the safe.
Cause,
you know,
funny.
Because the dad's dead in ashes. She just puts the ashes in the safe. Tinsley, what? Oh my God.
Oh, okay, yeah. Tinsley's mom, Tinsley's mom, okay. Yeah.
The joke is really funny if it actually connects.
I got it. Sorry. A little late to the train. Okay, so then Harry comes in.
Harry Dubin, Kelly Lou, Sonia Aviva.
He's hooked up with, yeah, I didn't know Kelly Ben Simone, but yeah, Luann and Sonia and Aviva. Like, who is this guy?
He's not even that. You like older men. Do you find him attractive?
No, I actually don't.
If you had to choose him or Tom.
Tom Ravenel?
No, Tom. Please don't let it be about Tom.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tom from Southern Charm.
Yeah, which we know you'd pick Tom Ravenel. We know.
I know. wait, gosh, this is hard. I guess I'd go Harry.
I think I would too. He has a little bit more personality.
I feel like he'd be like pretty fun. Like you could get pretty loose with him and he'd take you to brunch the next day.
Which is always what
a
you're
real
looking
treat.
For. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then Missy comes in.
And this is such a setup. Like Ramona's like, all right, Missy, we need you to come in and you have to confront Tom. And basically Missy chickens out.
Missy is like, I don't want the wrath of Lou. And like, she even has Harry trying to like get it out of her. And she's like, I don't know what happened that day or night or week or the 3 months we were together. And then he married Lou and we fucked in the Regency bathroom.
And then Luann's like, who is that woman?
Tom. Oh, she's the one you used to date? Oh, God damn it. Don't let it be about Tom.
Tom, you're going to not get any cookies tonight.
Tom, if you think that ring's a dog collar, wait till you see what I have waiting for you at home.
So clearly Missy is really scared of Luann. And Ramona like is so sad that her party didn't like go up in flames. But people are breaking shit, but don't worry, they got it at Home Goods for $12.99.
Sonia is such an underhanded asshole, right? She's like, yeah, and then she's telling me this is $12.99, this is $7.99, that's $14.99. And then someone breaks it and she yells out, don't worry, it was $12.99.
She's like, I gotta go. My Cruella de Vil coat was $12.99, like $1,299.
I can't believe she wore real fur. Also, I like that the episode ended on Dorinda's robot dance in her peacock outfit.
Totally.
She had like bright green heels and like another fur. Where are they getting all these furs?
Furs are in. I actually, my aunt gave me two of my grandmother's and like, it's like a real mink. It's pretty awesome. I wore it on New Year's Eve in my home wearing pajamas, pants, Uggs, but the fur coat.
God, Winter Mary sounds just as great as Summer Mary.
Well, I don't like going out on New Year's Eve. It's amateur night. I just go out on Sundays.
Wednesdays. Thursdays. Are you going out tomorrow night?
I never go out on Thursdays. I have to do this.
Correction, you have been out on a few Thursdays.
Because we literally have to tape it at a lunch break because I'm like, I don't know this Giants game. No, I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah, nice. Another wedding to go to by myself.
All by myself. Don't want to be
all by myself.
Ba-ba-doo. Ba-ba-dee.
Ba-ba-dee. It's the bars and the bees and the one, two, threes.
Let's talk Southern Charm.
Okay. Oh, my God. I loved Chelsea eating Skippy peanut butter with a spoon. I was like, girl.
She's like, do I look depressed? You have my heart. She's like, Chef, do I look depressed? Am I a damsel in distress? Chelsea is playing both sides. I'm not cool with it.
She is playing both sides. Because
you don't fuck with our little Austin.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
I know. Don't fuck with those dimples.
You don't fuck with that big tongue. Well, you can fuck with that big tongue, but in the sexual way.
I don't think they're together or anything, though, right now.
Because she'll write, like, I love you to the moon and back, like, on his post or whatever. But I think it's, like, the friendly, like, I love you, like a brother.
I think that they'll get rid of Landon. I think this is Landon's last season. She's just, like, so unlikable, that dolphin.
Guys, we are reposting the dolphin picture.
We're thinking about it.
No, I'm doing scared. It. I don't care. Fuck Landon.
What if they like put us on like probation or something?
First off, we just won't put the caption that's her baby picture. And if people think that's a real baby picture, like,
it's the worst Photoshop photo, you guys.
It's literally the worst Photoshop photo. And like, it's, I promise
But find
you,
us, you guys, give us a love on Instagram. I thought we posted a funny picture today of Kelly not eating a hot dog.
Wait, maybe people don't know what our Instagram handle is. Mary?
It's at Two Judgy Girls.
How do you spell it?
TWOJUDGEYGIRLS.
Oh, perfect. Guys, we've also finally expanded to Facebook.
Yes, like us on Facebook.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. What's our Facebook page called?
The same.
Okay, what was it?
Two Judgy Girls.
And how do you spell that if someone's looking for it on Facebook?
TWOJUDGEYGIRLS.
What? Space in between the words.
Oh, yeah, yes.
But yes, come follow us on Facebook and we'll start posting like really fun things on that, maybe. Like Landon's face. We could put Landon's photo on that.
Oh, let's put that on Facebook because we haven't been like on Trouble in there yet.
Yeah, we haven't gone on Trouble there, so I think that's a good opportunity. Guys, give us some love. Let's get this picture viral.
Yeah. Okay.
In spite of that stupid dolphin Landon. I hate her.
Okay. So I think Chelsea will be like a full time cast member next season.
Yeah, she deserves it. She's put in the time.
Yeah. But, okay, so basically, like, Catherine goes over to Cameron's house and she has...
Because they're best friends now.
Well, the spray tan. Talk about the spray tan.
You guys. Okay. Catherine clearly loves a good Saint-Tropez spray. But she's like trying to get that T-Rav off her hands. So she's like a germaphobe of washing her hands way too often that the line of demarcation is so hardcore that it looks like she's wearing virgin gloves, like little white gloves.
Or she like really like went to the tanning salon and put gloves on.
No, I'm telling you, I think she's just like, she's like, oh my God, the germs, like T-Rav herp on me. Like, you're just like trying to get rid of it.
She probably has the cold sores too. God.
Oh my God.
And she slept with Shep, so he probably has them too.
Oh my God, and Whitney.
Yes.
Oh no, poor Daisy.
They all have that.
Oh no, Daisy, the escort. And just think of the amount of people she slept with.
I know.
Oh man.
Okay, wait. Go. So basically, Catherine just like sets this up and she's like, Thomas took Landon on a 3-night trip for Valentine's Day that he was supposed to take me on. Yeah, right. Like they haven't fucked.
All she's I'm happy
her she's fucking her way to the top.
Yeah, she's taking a page out of Bethany. She's like, Thomas, I have no idea. I'm really good at actually putting leaves in tables, but we could push it together. Don't leave me. I have codependency issues.
This episode, I was just like, literally.
The editors hate her. And I love them.
She is like Desperado. It's like, Desperado. Why don't you come to your senses?
You've been out running fences.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I got carried away. Landon brings out the best in me.
But no, she like has no friends and she's like literally, well, they go to the restaurant and she has nowhere to sit and she's like, there's no room for me.
She's like, I'm just going to go back to the hotel. There is no room. But before the restaurant, she goes, blue eyeliner and blue mascara. It's perfect.
And then I'm just thinking, why is Jennifer there the whole time?
What the fuck is Jennifer? So, okay. It pisses me off because people are like, oh, Catherine's so mean to her only friend, Jennifer. I'm like, fuck Jennifer. That bitch was on the show to get airtime. She fucked T-Rab when Catherine was pregnant. She's not there. She's there for the camera. She's there for the check.
Yeah.
I'm not into her. She's ugly. No. She's not even attractive.
Yeah, she has like a lot of, like, she looks different to me every single time.
She has like a lot of moles on her face.
Okay.
I just want you to look at that. What about the gold elephant clock?
3,200. 32,000, actually. 32,000.
And then they're all trying to sit there trying to put the flag in. And I was like, this is.
Thank God for Michael.
I was like, this is just a metaphor of your lives. Like, where does it go? Where does it go? He's like, yeah, thank God you hired me. That's what you have for people like me. And I'm like, poor Michael. How does one get into the butler business? What do you think she pays him?
No, you have to go to courses and stuff.
Oh my God.
Like there's like etiquette courses kind of.
Okay, but it's so like whatever. And then before the trip, so Chelsea goes with Austin to meet the fam.
She totally won them over. I thought that was pretty adorable.
I find it interesting because I'm like, if they have no definition of what they are, why is she going and meeting his parents?
I mean, for airtime maybe? I don't know, but he's like into it, like, because basically they get in the fight before and he's like, so what are you saying? You're backpedaling. Did he grab you or did he not?
He's like, I defended your honor. She's like, that's not what I said, Austin. Yeah, I said he touched my arm and then put his wrist around my arm and then led me to the outside. I can't say grab because it's too aggressive.
I know, it's like.
He's like, bitch, what did he do? What did he do?
And then he's like, I can't eat too much. My summer bod.
Yeah, I love that.
I love a man on a diet.
I love that. Okay, so then everybody arrives in Key West and they all do like separate things. And you can just tell, like, yeah, nobody wants to be around Landon. They come and they bring her a menu and she's like, let me get a buzz on and then maybe I'll be hungry. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
No.
You're the worst alcoholic.
She's like, and then they basically like talk about that Valentine's Day trip and she's like, there's no girl code. That's the lamest thing I ever heard.
Team Catherine.
She's such a social climber.
She's just like, I'm sorry. Like, you could just see the desperate in her eyes when she's just like helping Thomas or talking to Thomas. And then it's like, I don't.
But then she's like flirting with Austin. She
don't leave me. And then like, and when she said that she doesn't even think that Catherine's trying to win back her kids, I was like, do not fuck with a mom and her babies. Do not get involved. I hope you never procreate, and I hope we never. And if you do, I hope that you don't have raping dolphins for children.
And go get some Botox for your wrinkles.
Yeah. Like, don't show your wrinkles. Like, be a lady.
No. Yeah. No. Gosh, ladies, we don't poo, we don't fart, and we don't have wrinkles.
Uh-uh. Yeah. And there's no hair growing anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, things that I realized. Craig dips.
Yes. Wait, he looked really skinny to me this episode. So skinny.
He's not eating.
Because he's depressed. He's because depressed. Of Naomi. And then he's carrying all her stuff. It's probably weighing him down. He's like.
Literally.
Like.
He's like, my pants wouldn't stay up if I didn't have all this stuff.
Wait, and then he's like, can I get a Sauvignon Blanc, but in a pint glass?
And make it a double? And I was like, is it because like the beer glasses are like chilled, so he wants like a chilled glass? Or is he's just an alcoholic?
Yeah, but then it's like, Catherine, don't order a margarita. Like, you, not on camera.
So she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she goes, I didn't even drink it. I was just trying to prove a point.
What?
I don't.
What was the point? That she can drink?
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Or, like, she can, like, be around alcohol and behave?
I think she can be around
alcohol. I can't say the word. Behave?
It would behoove her to behave. And then I think that Landon was on coke.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because she was so erratic. Like, I think that T-Rav had done some coke, and then he, like, snot-rocketed it out. And he's like, Landon, that's for you. He's like, I'm a gentleman. You can have my leftovers. And then she's like, thanks, Thomas. And she's like, I'm going to go blow my nose.
I know. She literally did say, I need to go blow my nose.
And I'm like,
you might as well just say you're going skiing, honey.
Yeah, or, like, go powder your nose, you idiot. I wanted him to leave her in the bathroom. And then Whitney's like, I'm going to take this upon myself to make this happen. This friendship is going to happen. She's like, Catherine, Thomas pits me against you.
I know. And I loved seeing T-Rav. Like, she is totally betraying me. Like, this is so fake.
Yes. And I was like, finally, like, realize what she is.
Yeah, the apology was, like, totally self-serving, and she's just, like, the worst.
I just think she'd be horrible in bed.
But dolphins are, like, the most sexual animals. They're the she's only just, animals that have like sex she's, for pleasure.
Besides us. Yes. But she's like, they're like, does that feel good?
She's like,
I literally I'm like, I literally don't know if that's a yes or a no. It's like, like, should I keep going? Should I stop? I don't. Was this? And then it's like, was this as good for you as it was for me?
Oh God,
I hate her so much. Also, I thought it was fun that Whitney's doing transcendental meditation. It was very you.
I do that.
I know. I thought you guys really connected on that.
I know. I liked it more.
But and then
Oprah Winfrey does it too.
I also love that. So then they go to okay, let's go out. And so then they don't show us them out, right? But they show all of them coming to brunch hungover, and the person that comes to brunch hungover gets a little snippet of what happened the night before. And I'm like,
it was pretty funny. That was good editing.
I was like, these guys deserve an Emmy.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, and then it was like they went to, it wasn't like strippers, it was like a drag show.
Yeah,
like
maybe trainees. Maybe they were seeing coupons galore, aka Daniel. Oh my God, yes. from Savannah. Maybe they were seeing his debut.
Yeah.
And then a drag queen licked Shep's belly button. Catherine got on the stage and twerked and then said, "That's how I got pregnant." I love her.
Queen. But she, like, still wants to be with Thomas, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Next week she says, like, I really want to kiss you right now.
Yeah.
She has daddy issues.
Yeah. Well, and, like, she is his Achilles heel. So they're definitely have slept together. recently.
Oh yeah. But then Catherine gets really mad at him about the 20-year-old nanny.
Yeah, what was that? Like, why was she so upset?
I think that, remember,
you're only 3 years older.
Remember that was in the news that he was accused of sleeping with, like, the nanny's daughter or something?
Oh.
And so this must be who they're talking about, because they bleeped out her name, which makes me think that there's some sort of, like, lawsuit or something going on.
Oh, it's kind of bad.
I know. Well, let's move on.
I just want Tirav to be happy.
Mary. He's the fucking worst.
Okay. I have, like, a soft spot in my heart for him.
We know. It's creepy. you just want his Coke snot rockets.
Give me your leftovers.
Okay, let's move on to the Bapa don't.
Yeah, this is brief. Like, yeah. Basically, it's like Luis or Louie or whatever the fuck Lulu. His name is. He's like in charge of this like tailgate party that they don't even watch the football game.
The Florida Georgia game. I thought they were talking about the band, Florida Georgia, whatever it is.
Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, and I was like, who like throws a big barbecue for that? Because nobody was wearing any sports paraphernalia except for Ashley in her Hustle jersey dress.
She literally didn't. She forgot her pants. She didn't have pants that day.
She always forgets her fucking pants. Like, no. Ashley, I don't understand how she can live. She must be stressed out all the time.
But she always has lingerie on.
Always. Like, what does she have? Just like, she probably like, goes to the bathroom and like puts it on. And then she's like, oh, how convenient. I'll just jump in the pool with my tits hanging out.
She's like, wait, you guys, do you want to go in the pool?
Yeah.
I've got my lingerie on.
This party must have also been sponsored by Fireball.
I know. They were downing them.
But those were bigger than a shot. Like, those people must have been so fucked up.
Well, clearly her dad had, Hannah's dad had way too much.
Oh my God. That conversation with Lulu Magoo was like.
Luis. No, it's Luis.
Luis.
It's weird because when we type it, that's why. It's Luis.
I like Lulu Magoo.
Well, he gets pulled outside with Hannah's dad, and Hannah's dad's like, if you're not 1,000% in this, like, walk away, because I was never in love with her mother. I was the saddest motherfucker after my wedding. I was like,
we were married for
20 years.
And then it was like, ugh. Like, you just, like, felt like, and then I like that when Lulu Magoo afterwards, he's like, when Hannah asked me what happened, I couldn't tell her. It would just break her heart. I'm like, so I don't know if you realize, so you're like on a reality show.
Right, like,
and that conversation was recorded and she's probably going to see it. Okay. Also, I did some Instagram deep diving. Hannah is actually, she's like really pretty.
Yeah. No, I think she's striking.
She's the prettiest one. Happy is skinny.
I saw that actually.
I was like shocked by how skinny she was. Like,
yeah,
skinny.
She owns a Pure Bar.
Yeah. Oh, she owns a Pure Bar?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know those could be franchised out.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that. And then Lulu Magoo, he can't smile. He and Craig Conover from Southern Charm, they have similar smiles where it's like this.
Oh, so she's basically, you guys, you can't see it, but basically Courtney's just grinding her teeth together.
Yes, it's so awkward.
How five-year-olds kindergarten smile.
Yeah, like, it's like Chandler Bing. Remember Chandler, the episode where Chandler can't smile in the engagement photos? Do you remember that on Friends?
Seinfeld person.
God, that's so TPT. Trailer Park Trash.
Oh God.
I love
that. Wait, speaking of TPT, Ashley, the highlight for me was Ashley. I texted you. I was like, Ashley throws up this episode. It's awesome.
Well, first off, I felt like Ashley was one of us because she was wearing a robe.
So she was wearing this robe, which I'm wearing my blue summer one tonight, guys. And she's literally like, she's so wasted. And the girls are just like, we're like all on the same team. Like, let's all be friends.
Well, first they said, are you okay? Blink if anything.
And like they're giving her water, and I knew, I was like, she drank way too much water, I can tell. And they're feeding her, they're like putting the crackers in her mouth, like chew.
Like they're like pushing her jaw up and down.
Yeah, yeah. Get it down. And then they're brushing her hair, like that was hilarious.
And then she just
projectile vomits. That was like a projectile
water and I
vomit.
Was like, why are we watching this / I'm intrigued.
It was awesome.
And it was kind of like, if anybody was going to happen to, you're like, You kind of deserve it, Ashley.
Yeah. And then she like gets the fuck out of there first thing in the morning.
Yeah. She's like, nope, I'm gone. And then like Nelson's like, allegorically, metaphorically, literally got in the car with Ashley. I'm not gay. I'm a heterosexual male.
And then Ashley's like, all right, I got to go skateboard down to the tattoo shop and get a praying mantis with eyelashes.
Oh, my God. Ashley and her fucking cool skateboard. Like, we get it. You're a cool girl. Her lips, like, the Juvederm is, like, it's so prevalent.
And she needed to get her eyelashes refilled.
Oh, my God. I know. It's like brush your eyelashes. As eyelash extension connoisseurs, we know you need to put – you need to brush them every day. And also, I liked when Happy was like – when she's like, you guys have someone to support you. I don't have that. They're like, you're married. If you don't like – if you don't like that situation, get out of it. And she's like
– yeah, like
– she's like, that fucking bitch. It's not that fucking easy, okay? It's like, well, it kind of is.
Like maybe you should sleep with your husband.
Yeah, just
and not Daniel in your pukey barf breath.
Oh my God, Daniel. Daniel's still going downhill for me. But he's also getting like dirty hot to me, even dirtier hotter than normal.
Ew, no.
Oh God, he's like my T-Rav Achilles. You have T-Rav? Daniel might be mine.
Oh, I can actually totally see you hooking up with him.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was a compliment too. So Lyle now though wants to like propose to Catherine.
I know. I feel like she's going to say no.
Of course she's going to say no.
Okay.
This is just for TV. I'm not into it. That's all.
Do you think it's going to get a second season?
I feel like this is better than Southern Charm season 1.
I've been rewatching Southern Charm season 1.
Well, so what do you think?
Episode 4 is literally Catherine, like, with T-Rav at the doctor's office, like, being like, I think I'm pregnant. He's like...
That's episode 4? Oh, my God.
Episode 4, season 1. And she's not, though. And he was like, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Like, and then they go out for margaritas. But she, like, knows exactly what she wants. She's like... Yeah. Taking it very seriously. Like, she's trying to make this work. She knows she could have a good life with T-Rav.
Yeah, but okay.
He's a southern gentleman.
Then I was thinking, though, remember when they thought that T-Rav, that Shep could have been the dad?
Right, yeah, no, that was this episode.
What?
And Shep was like, no, I wrapped it up.
Like, but what if that was the life, that the path she went down instead?
Yeah.
Interesting theory.
Different.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just get into the Bachelorette. This is turning. I just feel like this isn't fun anymore. Not because of all the Bachelor in Paradise stuff, but like, it's like at some point ABC was going to try to like throw the race card into it, right?
Well, yeah, that's why they got Lee and his, like, racist tweets. They should have never let him on the show.
I want to know if Lee was a producer plant or if he, like, really applied. Because they – I read somewhere that the people are informed of who the Bachelorette is, so you can still say no.
He is just, like, such a dick, and he knows it. He's, like, the number one way to piss people off is to look at them and laugh at them.
Yeah.
And his hair is, like, insane. I was, like, just thinking, are you a Ryan Cabrera?
Oh,
like,
God.
Remember Ashley Simpson and Ryan Cabrera?
I loved that show. Mm-hmm. Oh. Didn't we do Pieces of Me one time
Pieces of me. That was, like, the best album.
You make me wanna la-la in the kitchen on the floor. I'll be your French maid. Why do we know so much Ashley Simpson? That was a great
hurry. On Monday, I'm waiting.
Yeah,
we got it. On Tuesday, I'm fading. And Wednesday, I can't sleep. Or something like that.
Yeah. But
when the phone rings, I hear you. I mean, not that I know the words.
No, you've never even... I think you've heard that song maybe once.
I still listen to CDs in my car. I'm going to listen to that tomorrow.
I remember when I was going through recruitment. Mm-hmm. That song was for Alpha Phi.
All the pieces of Phi.
No,
that was
Phi.
Mine. That was when I was going through.
They must have redone it the next year then. They did it when I was rushing. Then they dropped me.
No, you rushed before. No, No, that's wrong. They did it my year.
I can assure you they also did it my year. Okay. Guys, we'll talk about the next 15 minutes about how they did it both of our years.
Okay, but then he gets really creepy and he has a knife and he like woodworks the word enchanting. And I was just thinking serial killer.
Yeah, like he
Scott Peterson, you'll have a new roommate. His name's Lee.
And Mary's going to drive by and say hi.
Hi, Lee and Scott.
But Dean was like the true star. I love Deany babies.
I love him. His Instagram is cute.
He's so really cute. He's a young Leo DiCaprio. He's a young Leo DiCaprio.
That is a really, really good comparison.
Like, I'm talking like Romeo and Juliet.
Totally. Titanic.
Yes. Like, I love him. His story is so sweet. Like, not sweet. Yeah. Just like, he got emotional. Like, he never talks about his mom passing away. He's always so strong. And I just, like, I don't want him to win.
He was so, well, he doesn't win, but.
No, I don't know. Well, we don't know that.
I think he'll make Final Four.
Yeah, I think he's going far. She definitely has a thing, but she's gonna bring it back down to like the age difference.
Yeah, he was so scared in the Goodyear blimp, though. Like, it was hilarious.
He was like, she's like, she like got in the driver's seat. He's like, she's dive bombing our blimp. Like, he was like so scared that it was literally gonna end. Like, his life was gonna end.
No, but then he also brought up the point that he's like. He won't say it, and the producers are trying to make him. They want him to say Lee is racist. And
they want anyone to say it.
Yeah, but he's like smart, and he's like, Lee just has an intolerance. But like, he won't completely say.
Like, what he's intolerant to.
Yeah.
He's like lactose, black people. It could be anything.
But then I didn't really get like why Rachel, like, why was she so upset?
Why did she break down?
Yeah.
Well, I think we must not have seen something. I feel like somebody probably maybe said something, but maybe it was, like, too racy for ABC or something to air. Something had to have come up because she, like, gets really emotional. She's like, I've dealt with this all my life as a black girl. And I was like, whoa. When
yeah,
did
I didn't.
From 0 to 100. I felt bad for her, but I just didn't know where it came from.
Yeah, and then Bryce, the elf fireman, Diggy, and some other white guy go home.
I love Diggy. And some other white guy. How is Iggy still here, though? Like, keep Diggy. Maybe she got the wrong GGY. Like, Iggy's so annoying.
How is Jack Stone getting that one-on-one?
Yeah, I don't. We're not seeing things because Jack Stone. I mean, I thought these were the crest strip. The crest white strips were just for the one-on-ones today.
I know. It was like that. Well, and like we already know that he's in paradise.
Yeah, I also know, though, like, I cannot tell anybody apart. I don't know who anybody is. Like, things happen, and I'm like, who is that?
Well, basically, it's like Josiah taking off his shirt, flexing his muscles.
Josiah was hot. I'm into that.
And he won the spelling bee. I thought the spelling bee was hysterical. Like, the words squirt, passion.
Yeah, crest, coitus.
Champagne. What does coitus mean?
What?
What does that mean?
Are you serious?
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Sex.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I'm serious. I would have been like, I've never heard that word.
Mary knows two terms, or three terms. Sex, fuck, make love. Now she's going to like go out to a bar and be like, hey, would you like to partake in some coitus? Just make that your Bumble.
You know,
your Bumble opening line is now. Do you know what the meaning of coitus is?
You know, I will like get drunk, have one eye open, and text someone just the word coitus. Like, I can just imagine it this weekend.
Well, it'll be the new version of Eat My Butt, or I Want to Eat Your Butt. Have you ever played that game?
No.
Oh, you guys, this is my favorite game to play when you started to drink, okay? So what you do is you would get out your phone and start going through your contacts. I'll tell you, stop. Whoever it lands on without any sort of, like, connotation of, like, what's going on, you just have to text, I want to eat your butt, period.
Oh, my God.
And that's
I'm never playing this game.
Oh, my God. It's never. So much fun. You get, no. You get a veto, like, if it's a family member or, like, someone above you in work. Otherwise, you have to do it. And you can't respond anything for 24 hours.
Okay, I've never played
that. Oh my God, it's so much fun.
I already, like, send the most embarrassing texts, like, all on my own. So, okay,
well, guys, I would love to see.
I'm on the mound. This. You guys, one time I sent this guy a text that said, I'm on the mound. I, like, and, but it, oh, I think it meant, like.
Like, I'm ready to go?
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm up to bat?
Yes, like.
Take me home?
Yes. But I just wrote, I'm on the mound. Base. Yeah, like.
I'm on the mound. What was the response to that?
I don't remember. I, like, see that guy and he actively avoids me.
Is that the one you saw in the window?
Yes. I texted him. He walked by me in the window one day and I wrote, Jim, I'm the girl in the window.
You guys, then, I'm going to pee my pants. I'm going to pee my pants.
I saw him at the Giants game this year. He totally saw me and, like, actively was avoiding me. I was like, fuck that. Like, you're not going to.
Yeah, here I am. I'm literally on the mound. I'm on the mound here.
I was like with this other guy. I was like, we're going to go take shots at the bar and make, like, a lot of noise so that guy sees us. Like, yeah, you could have had this.
Look what you're missing out on.
I'm barfing
on a robe.
I'm a girl in the window. Come on.
Do you guys, like, sometimes I'm like, how are we single?
I know why I'm single. I'm literally going to go out tomorrow and buy crystals and, like, pray on this, like, this guy from the Bumble. Is that you again?
You again. Like, okay, so, like, when, you know, so, for instance, let's bring it back to The Bachelorette. Rachel is single and it doesn't actually, like, make sense. But I'm like, I feel like Rachel probably, like, gets down. Like, Rachel could be friends with us.
Well, I mean, her typical day, she, like, yeah. picks up food, so yeah. she doesn't cook.
Right.
She watches rat shit TV.
So Amen she loves The Housewives. Yep.
And I'm the same. She cleans as a stress reliever.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, you're a little bit messy.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I think I could be down with her.
Yeah, I'm into it. Okay, so towards the end of the episode is when they're trying to get into, like, the Lee is racist shit.
Yeah.
And, like, and he interrupts Kenny. He's picking, yeah. Kenny feels picked on. And I feel like Kenny is maybe, like, the one I wouldn't mess with because he's a professional wrestler.
Yeah. Or is he a 220-pound ballerina?
Yeah.
Take that fake, yeah. fake WEE shit off.
And WWE as well.
Yeah, what did I say?
WEE. And then he's like, he goes, Kenny's a butthole. And I don't know why the word butthole cracks me up when you're describing someone. Because,
like,
a
second grader wouldn't say that.
Because it's, like, it's the same word as asshole, but it's, like, butthole. Yeah. You're a butthole.
Yeah.
And I just, and at the same time, it was, like, I'm telling you, Iggy is the fucking worst. So it's, like, Iggy and Lee are, like, these, like, instigators of, like, talking shit about other people. It's, like, do you guys not learn how to get eliminated?
I know. And then poor Kenny, he just, like, he tries to do this flow. And she's, like, well, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about you and that you're aggressive. And she's, like, defending Lee. And meanwhile, like, Lee's just, like, fucking hammered.
He's getting, drinking can whiskey. I get some champagne?
And, like, picking up hair in the air.
Yeah, it was so weird. I just don't, I don't like him.
Yeah, well, next week we have the 2-on-1 with Lee and Kenny. So, like, are they both going to go home?
Probably. She just doesn't seem like she's into Kenny.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she went from, like, hot to cold with him. So she's just kind of, like, over it. And I think, I mean, I don't know. I don't also know. I'm telling you, I don't know who, like, who's Adam? Adam's the one that brought that creepy doll, right?
Yeah.
How is he still around?
I think Final Four, Dean, yeah. Brian, the okay. chiropractor.
Peter,
and...
I like Eric.
Yeah.
What was that you were mouthing?
And they had, like, a black guy.
Yeah. I think she likes
that
Eric.
That guy that she went on the one-on-one with, like, the Anthony? LA date, the Rodeo Drive one.
Yeah, Anthony. I like Anthony. He's, like, he's a stronger jawline than Grant.
Yes.
Yeah, I like him. I think, yeah, I think those would be, I could see those as, like, the top 5, top 6, maybe you throw Will in there.
Yeah. It will be interesting. Like I love fantasy suites, hometowns. Get me there.
Yeah, this is all just like, I feel like everything is just like setting Rachel up to like kind of make her like look stupid.
Yeah, well, it will be interesting like what the ratings are they going up because of all this like Bachelor in Paradise scandal or
yeah.
What?
Also, wait, the one line, and I hope that you see it when Josiah was talking shit on Iggy and he goes, "Iggy shoots steroids into his nuts."
Oh, I didn't.
So this is at the group date at night. Josiah's hammered because all he's doing is drinking alcohol from his trophy.
I know.
And he's doing this like soundbite because Iggy starts going in on him. Because remember, Iggy went in on Eric last week. And Eric is like, Eric's got this weird voice dialect, the way he talks.
She likes him though.
Yeah, I like him too. I'm into him. Mm-hmm. He was the best one when we met him before. But anyways, so then he does like a talking head where he's interviewing. He's like talking all this shit on Iggy. And he's like, yeah, and that guy shoots steroids into his nuts. And I'm like, why is this not being a bigger deal?
Right. I guess I missed that.
Yeah, clearly.
Sometimes I fast forward a lot.
Yeah, it's getting slow. We leave on a cliffhanger still, and it's like, I like when the rose ceremonies are at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so let's wrap up. So what do we have for you guys to do for us? We want to see, if you play the game, I Want to Eat Your Butt, we want to see those texts.
Please direct message us
or email us. What's our email, Mary?
@twojudgygirls@gmail.com.
Yeah, no at.
Or two, no, yeah.
twojudgygirls@gmail.com. DM us some of those texts. We want to know which additional shows we should cover.
Write us an iTunes review.
Yeah, we need reviews on iTunes. You guys, we're loving them. And then like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
God,
then,
you guys have a lot of homework.
And like our photo of Landon's baby picture. Fuck you, Landon. Until next week. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Have a nice weekend.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been outright.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're concerned about mental health or looking to get into self-improvement, join me at the Piece by Piece podcast. There, I'm interviewing everyday people and experts alike about how to overcome difficulties around mental health. Speaking of which, I just released an interview with a mental health historian and another with two friends who are healthcare workers.
If these conversations interest you, check us out at Piece by Piece. That's Peace with an A, B-I, and then Peace with an I. Thank you so much.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.